In the pregame show, we talk now with Kiske area head coach Joey Touchstone. Coach, you've been an assistant with the Cavaliers before, but now you're in your first year as head coach. You know, what's different, if anything, for you now that you're the head coach of this team? You know, how do you feel the transition's gone?
The transition has gone very well. I took care of a lot of the responsibilities as an assistant to, relieve Harry of a lot of that he had to do, but it's a lot more responsibility now, a lot more on my shoulders, you know, having to make all the decisions. It's something that I've been looking forward to, and it's definitely more of a challenge.
Now, over the summer, I understand you really challenged the team with a demanding training schedule. You know, tell us about what you had the team do, and how pleased were you with the way the players responded?
We had them, come in a few days a week. We put them, into different tournaments, and we made the rigor of the workouts a lot more, to be competitive at a quad A level. It takes a lot more, pushing them and putting them through harder workouts to get the most out of the players that we have.
And with a smaller lineup this season than years past, you talk about how you've stressed speed on defense and rebounding on this year's team.
With the lack of size, we just want to outcompete, outwork teams, and let our speed and quickness show up on defense. Not letting them get beat, so easily, making it tough for people to score and trying to limit what teams do well.
And taking a look at a couple of your players, guard Mike Simmons and small forward Joey Brungo, have been very good for the Cavaliers this season. What can you say about them and what they bring to the table?
They're two returning starters for a very inexperienced team, and they just been great leaders, verbally, and how they compete and how they get the best out of their players, and how they relate to them. They know that they can't go and start yelling at them because they'll go away. So they lead by example and showing the other guys what they need to do to be competitive.
And Lincoln Clayton was the sixth man for the team last year and is a starter now in his sophomore season. How much has Clayton impressed you that he's earned the starting role this year?
He's a very unselfish guy, and he knows going into every game he's going to be on everyone's best defender, and he accepts that role. He looks forward to that role, and he really steps in and doesn't question why this is not going on. He knows his role, and he does it well. So he's been pretty impressive so far.
And tonight, Kiske faces an improved Connellsville team playing on their home floor against the height of the Falcons, obviously a very tall team. How do you try to keep them off balance and win this game tonight?
We're just going to have to compete them and make them work hard. Dan does a very nice job with them, and they're a very well coached team. And it's going to take a lot of effort and to beat them tonight. It's going to be tough. But we're looking forward. We're ready. So
it's Kiske head coach Joey Touchstone. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Boys Basketball Game of the Week.